This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
I think actually the MHC's proposal is exactly like a wise examination student marking and grading his own paper.
It's Caroline Ezra on the Evening Edition, 6:43 p.m.
Yep, so this news out today, the Malaysian Anti-Corruption Commission, they plan to create a more effective special corruption index
to analyse
and measure the level of corruption in the country. Mm-hmm. You know, they think that, you know, it's time for them to have their own more effective index. And they don't want to look solely from the angle of perceptions. They want to measure reality.
Right. Now, Caroline, I remember yesterday, I think we were speaking about was the Global Graft Index as well, and I think we dropped a few spots from the overall rankings.
That's right. So when it comes to the country's Corruption Perception Index, there's a CPI 2017. That, of course, was issued by the by Transparency International. Mm. We did talk about this yesterday. So Malaysia dropped 2 points from 49 in the previous 47. So anyway, this is still in proposal stage. It's going to be presented in the next Anti-Corruption Advisory Board meeting before submitting it to the Cabinet. And if it's approved, there's going to be a study, of course, carried out by an independent body as well as academicians to ensure the transparency of the index.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. All right. We're crossing over now to Cynthia Gabriel, the director of C4, the Centre to Combat Corruption and Cronyism. Cynthia, thank you for being with us on the program. Now, what do you think of the MACC's proposal to have a quote-unquote more effective special corruption index? Is it necessary?
C4 Centre believes that it is truly not necessary, really, absolutely not necessary, because the plunge in the Corruption Perception Index yesterday, it's by no means a reflection of MECC's robust work the last year, and I believe the Chief Commissioner may have completely misunderstood the drop in rankings, because it wasn't so much about MECC cracking down on corruption scandals, but it really is about the continued and notorious malfeasance of the highest levels of political leadership in this country. So we're talking about the 1MDB, of course, and then we're talking about how public institutions like FELDA and MARA, and also in the case of Sabah, where the water department was actually found to have embezzled millions of dollars in public funds. And these have actually flowed out internationally as well. So it really is about the fact that we are saddled with all these corruption scandals that have not been resolved, that has actually created a plunge.
Right. So the criticism about yesterday's Transparency International Corruption Perception Index was that it was conducted by foreign agencies.
Oh.
Yeah. And that the study was based on perception rather than reality. So is that a fair comment to make, in your opinion?
So all this while, I think the Corruption Perception Index has never been a question. And C4 Centre believes it's quite a fair index. You know, in this case, I think they have conducted 13 surveys which specialize in governance, business climate analysis, and it covers a range of issues from nepotistic appointments, adequacy of laws on financial disclosures, narrow interest, legal protection for whistleblowers, access to information. And also, I think this year they have incorporated a very important component on attacks on investigative journalists that have tried to uncover corruption, closing civic space to actually fight for corruption, as we have seen also very clearly. So there are many people who have been called up for sedition under the Sedition Act, persons who have been charged under the Peaceful Assembly Act, and many things that have actually frustrated attempts to find accountability and answers to scandals that have been unresolved.
Right.
Cynthia, I think in all of this, a lot of people forget that the MACC has, in fact, been doing some very, very good work.
As Tan Sri Ramon Navaratnam has mentioned before, all the good work of MACC, one case after another, to actually haul up the corruptors and the people involved in possible corruption, is actually their inability to do more when it comes to grand corruption, and where international actors are actually really watching how Malaysia performs. So So we have earned the label of kleptocracy. And instead of working with the foreign agencies to actually clear our name, we have actually chosen to dismiss these agencies and say that, oh, they are having vested interests and so on and so forth. Another index isn't going to help.
Okay, so how comprehensive do you anticipate MECC's corruption index to be? I mean, would it be able to address all the major issues of unresolved corruption, like you said?
Yeah, because I believe that even though Tan Sri Zulkifli may want to actually have a comprehensive study put in place to present to the cabinet, there's bound to be issues of biasness and that will not actually reflect the realities at the top. So I think the only way is for the Malaysian people to come together at a very important time now before the next general election to make a clarion call for the need for ethical governance. Whoever that's going to win the next general election must promise that they will cut corruption, that they will actually ensure that public institutions are independent, free of executive interference and can carry out their job properly. And that it's really important that whoever wins the next general elections must be serving the will of the people.
Well, Cynthia, thank you very much for weighing in. That was Cynthia Gabriel, Director of the Centre to Combat Corruption and Cronyism, also known as C4. She was giving us her thoughts on MECC's proposal to come up with their very own corruption index. Now, here's some music by Radiohead, just on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.